Orlando Health Incorporated plans to cut $180 million in recurring revenue over the next 2 years, according to its quarterly financial report released May 20th. Health industry experts said that likely will mean the loss of lots of jobs unless the hospital decides to cut a whole service line or an entire campus. Orlando Health would only say it has begun looking at cost restructuring. But an Orlando Business Journal analysis shows it potentially could equate to the loss of up to 1,252 jobs. In other business news, Metro Orlando's financial condition isn't likely to improve in the second quarter, said Rollins College economist Bill Seifried. The region's economy, reeling in the first quarter from a 2-point hike in the Social Security payroll tax that took effect in January, will take another hit in the second quarter from the federal budget cuts known as sequestration. Economists expect a 1.5% to 2% growth in the U.S. economy, and Seifried expects Orlando growth to be comparable.